Mark chapter 10. This passage is also mentioned clearly and very synonymously there with Luke and Matthew, not the book of John, but this account is what we'll read here in the Mark. We may reference a couple of the other accounts, but I'll begin reading here and verse number 13. Verse number 13, Mark chapter 10, verse number 13. The Word of God says here, "And they brought young children to Him, that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, took them up and put His hands upon them and blessed them." Let's pray together. Father, I am so grateful for this wonderful truth when it comes to reaching children with the gospel. Lord, I pray that we would take this very seriously in our hearts as we begin a great week of VBS. Lord, let these truths permeate through our hearts. And God, change us and use us for Your glory in making an eternal difference in the lives of the youth that we will be impacting this week. Lord, we ask You to take the message now and use it for Your glory and the encouragement of the brethren. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just a few statistics here that I thought was pretty interesting considering what we do in evangelism and how we are reaching people with the gospel. Listen to what researcher George Barna said. He's the author of Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions. He stresses the importance of children's ministry by contending that lifelong moral views are largely in place by adolescence. They are implanted into their minds and hearts at a young age. Listen to this. What you believe at the age of 13 is pretty much what you're going to die believing, according to statistics. Now, I know God can defeat the odds on that, but I'm just telling you what the statistics are. What you believe at 13 is pretty much what you're going to die believing. And listen to this. Research compiled by this Barner group shows that children between the ages, get this, of 5 and 13 have a 32% probability of accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. 32% probability according to statistics, okay? Now, statistics are statistics. God can change that. And we know what the Lord can do. But listen to this. That likelihood drops. Listen, from 32% probability, it drops to 4% when they reach their teenage years. Listen, from 32% probability down to 4% from the ages of 14 to 18. And then it goes back up after 18 to 6%. But you see the great difference there. That how the mind of the child and the heart of the child is so moldable to God's truth from that age of 5 to 14. In fact, it's also been noticed, called and referred to as the 4:14 window. And that will be the majority of our kids this week, and we'll have many teenagers here as well. And how important it is to understand in a week like this, that's exactly what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to get them the truth that will change them and mold them for years to come. I like what Spurgeon said about this matter of reaching children. Listen to this. The capacity for believing lies more in the child than in men. Listen to this. We grow less rather than more capable of faith. Comparing children with adults. Every year brings the unregenerate mind further away from God.
and makes it less capable of receiving the things of God. You see what Spurgeon was saying there, as a person grows up without the gospel, very likely they're going to grow harder towards the gospel. And now's the time that God gives us to make that difference. I also like what Spurgeon said here. Whether we teach young Christians, now here comes, this is a good context for our, because many of our children that will come this week know the Lord. And I praise God for that. Many of them know the Lord, so what we want to do is disciple them and edify them this week to be strong in their faith. Listen to what he said about that. Whether we teach young Christians truth or not, the devil would be sure to teach them error. Boy, isn't that the truth? Listen to what he says after that. They will hear of it somehow, even if they are watched by the most careful guardians. Did you get that? No matter how close we watch our children, they will be exposed to error somewhere down the line. And what is our responsibility as a church? To give them truth that will combat error. And that is very much important this week. So as I'm speaking to our teachers and our workers for VBS, I'm speaking to our church as a whole. We understand the all importance of this week of VBS. From this passage of Scripture, we're seeing the Lord Jesus deal specifically in the context here of what a child's place is in the kingdom and how they can participate in, by their faith, even childlike faith. You know, again, the evangelism statistics that have been done are simply mind-boggling in many ways and just kind of wakes us up to the reality of the importance of this first week of June. Listen to this. 85%, this is basically ages of which Americans, now I'm speaking in the context of Americans, the ages at which Americans say they accepted Christ and became a Christian, that's ages 4 through 14, get this, 85%. 85% of Americans that they did a poll on say that's when they received Christ. And get this, ages 15 to 30, which I would be in that category, I came to Christ when I was 21, only 10%. Ages 30 plus, 4%. You see, the percentage goes down. And the Lord knew that when He was speaking to these disciples, He was trying to teach them, disciples, you are dead wrong on your mentality towards these children. And He rebukes them. And, oh God, help us to understand this truth that our Lord was teaching and is teaching us today as we go into our week of Vacation Bible School. Number one, I want us to notice about children general. Now that includes teenagers, but we're talking about the group here we'll be ministering to this week and who the Lord Jesus was referring to when He's talking about children. I want us to notice number one, their access. The access that they have to the Lord Jesus. Back in our passage there, we see there that as they brought young children. Now, I'm sure that could have been various ages that some people were bringing their children to, but the miracles that the Lord was doing and the difference that He was making, of course, any parent in their right mind wants to get their children to Jesus. And by the way, that shouldn't change today. And I will say this, and I don't want to be down on anybody, and I'm not going to be down on anybody. I'm actually going to give a praise, okay? I'm thankful for those families. Now, listen to this. I am thankful for those families that we go out and reach and give invitations that have enough sense to allow their children to come to VBS even if they don't. I'm thankful for that. I guess we could complain and say, well, you need to be there too and be an example. Hey, listen, get on the other side, okay? Look at the bright side. Listen, they're letting their children come to hear that they got enough sense that they need to get their kids to Jesus. And the Lord just might use those children to get to them as well. You see, we are thankful for those that will come and that we'll be able to, the parents that entrust Crooked Creek Baptist Church with their children for a little speck of time to impact them with the truth of God's Word. I'm thankful for them. The Lord said, don't refuse them. Look what the Lord says in the passage as these families were bringing their children. Look here. It says, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. In other words, the disciples said, what are y'all doing? Get away from the Lord. He's got better things to do. Hey, church, let's understand that we don't have better things to do this week. We got great important things to do here at this church. Reaching children. Oh, the Lord knows that. And the disciples rebuked them that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, get this, He was much displeased. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what that translates as in the Greek. He was furious. He was! That's exactly what that phrase, much displeased, was. He was angry. Listen, can I explain something to you real quick? Very few times we see in the Word of God where Jesus showed His anger. This is one of them. You don't mess around with children. The Lord Jesus cares much about the young ones and about the youth. And that is His heart, and it shows right here. He says He rebukes these disciples. He saw them, and He said He was much displeased. And He says this, when He saw it, He said to them, "Suffer the little children to come unto Me." That's an old English word for permit, allow. Allow them to come to Me. Boy, aren't you glad that God even gives the little ones access. No matter what your age, whatever age God allows you to have the intelligence and the ability and the faculties to be able to call upon Him. I've heard of people 3 year old, the age of 3, calling out to Christ and going up all the way up to years. I've heard of different age groups, but aren't you glad God gives us all access? But He says specifically here, let them come. And praise God, this week, church, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give them an invitation. Come to Jesus. Come to Him. He's saying come. He loves you. And you don't have to understand. Hey, listen, don't get me wrong. I love theology. All right? And I think it's very important to be taught. But you don't have to understand all the theological terms to believe upon the Savior. If you ever have a question about that, we'll sit down and I'll show you in the Word of God all the people that came to Christ without learning any theology, simply they needed to believe on the Lord. I'll challenge you to study that out. All the people that were converted in the New Testament that came to Christ, and even the Old Testament. Even think about Abraham. He believed God. God saved him. He believed in the gospel. And I'm telling you, that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to give the gospel. And we're going to trust that God takes the gospel. And like He says, it'll be like dynamite. And work in the hearts of these young people. I'm going to move along here. He says, listen, allow them to come. And He says this, secondly, to add emphasis to it. Look in your Bible. He says here, look, you allow them to come. Suffer the little children to come unto Me and forbid them not. Don't hold them back. And He says, for of such is the kingdom of God. Wow. Let them come. Their access. Thank God for the access that they have and that God gives to them. And I'm thankful we're going to do that this week. Secondly, I see their access, the children's access to Almighty God. But then secondly, I see their faith, the faith of a child. Look there in verse 15. He says, he goes on to continue and says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God, get this, as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Hey, listen, I want to say the faith of a child is a great faith. It's a great faith. Brother Mark, on visitation and times that we've been out and talked to people about the Lord in here, one of the things that as people, and that's another thing, as people grow older and especially if they get into these liberal universities and they're hearing all this error and they get all messed up, you know what one of the biggest problems is? They're not willing just to humble themselves and to have a childlike faith. It's what is the problem. You're trying to figure all these things out with your intellect and you're going here and going there and what God says is you need to come to Me like a little child and just believe My Word. That's simple and I'm here to tell you, if you're here today without Christ, you may be trying to figure everything out, but I'm telling you, you will die and go to hell in your sin if you try to get everything figured out. You better just humble yourself like a little child and say, Almighty God, I may not understand everything, but I know one thing. I'm going to take you at your word that you died for me. And you rose again the third day, and I believe it by faith. And I want to tell you, God will honor that faith, that humility. And by the way, the rest God will clear up for you in time to come. I can't tell you how many things that have come clear to my mind since I came to Christ at 21. The things as I've grown over these years, things that God has helped me understand better that I didn't understand at the time. But what the devil fools people with says, listen, you got to get it all figured out. You can't come to God as a child. I think about little Thomas. Just an example of just how moldable somebody is in their minds at that age. And even Marianne. And older, these children, I don't approach them. I wouldn't do this to Thomas. This would be so mean. But if I came to Thomas and said, Thomas, Daddy has got an airplane. And listen, Thomas, we're going for a ride tomorrow. Let me tell you what Thomas would do. Really? Daddy? Airplane? Yes, sir. Airplane. Yeah. Daddy's got an airplane. And we're going to go for a ride. And oh, really? And we're going to go for a ride tomorrow. You know what he would do all night? He probably wouldn't even be able to sleep at all. He wouldn't be able to sleep. He'd be wanting to get up and say, Daddy, are we ready to go yet? Are we ready to go yet? You know, it was just my word, wasn't it? It was just my word telling him about that I have an airplane. Now, I would never do that, Thomas, unless I had one. I might do that one day and really have like a remote control one just for fun, you know. Just to get him. But honestly, you know what? He just takes my word. But he would take my word for that. I know he would. It's that childlike faith. And you know what? God is saying, get them my word. Get my word to them. Instill it to them. Help them to understand it. Teach it to them. Work with them. They will receive it. And they will be moldable in that way. 85% of Americans, can you believe that, are born again, that know Christ, came to know Christ from between the ages of 4 and 14. Simply amazing to me. Their faith. That's the faith that honors God. Childlike faith. You know, as we enter into this week, we're going to be giving the gospel. You teachers will be giving the gospel at certain times in your class. Brother Ricky will be giving the gospel to the teenagers at times. And it will go forth, and we are trusting that they will just have a childlike faith and understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. How thankful I am that God makes the gospel simple, aren't you? That God gives us access and He says, listen, you don't need to know algebra to get born again. Can everybody say, hallelujah! Amen, that's the truth. Praise God. I'm not going to tell these teens what I made in pre-algebra, much less algebra. My. I think I got some kind of tech class. They let me through, praise God. But the truth is, it is simple. It is simple enough for a child to understand, and how grateful I am for that. And that sometimes is a stumbling block to people that I've ran to. It can't be that easy. Simply believing upon the Lord for my dying for my sins, that can't be that easy. Well, friend, it sure is. That's how great our God is. He knew, praise God, He knew we were all like what? Sheep. He knew we were dumb. He said, I'm going to make it easy for you. Praise God for that. So we see the children and the access that God gives them, even in their youth. We see their faith, which is an example for all the world. But thirdly and closing, please listen closely. I want us to see their importance. The importance of the young people. And not to belittle anybody else's importance, but in the context, we're talking about children here. And we're talking about reaching them. Go over with me to the book of Matthew. This is a different account that the Lord Jesus is going to use a child again as an illustration, as an example. Go over to Matthew chapter 18 with me. Matthew chapter 18, I'll begin reading in verse 1. Matthew 18, verse 1 says this. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive, get this, one such little child, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Did you hear what the Lord just said? Do you understand the importance of children, church? If anything is clear, it is clear here that the Lord, what He is speaking of, He's number one telling these people, these disciples, a lesson. He's teaching a lesson about who's the greatest. And these disciples, of course, are battling over who is going to be the greatest. But He brings a child. Maybe it was Peter's child. Maybe one of the disciples' children. He brought, He said, come here, little Johnny or little Susie. I know those aren't Hebrew names, but you know, we'll have them come in. And He had them sit right there in the midst of them. And He told these disciples, look at this little child. Look at the humility of this child. Think about the simplicity of this child's mind and thinking and the way they function at this time. And you guys over here battling about who's going to be the greatest, but unless you humble yourself. Because you know why? You know why it was a humbling experience? Because you know what children were like in this culture? In the Hebrew culture and many ways, and especially within the Greek culture, especially in the Greek culture, the children were at the bottom. Okay, their privileges and whatnot were very, very much at the bottom. And it was humble to lower themselves to that level. But the Lord is teaching them a lesson here, saying you are going to have to humble yourselves, the importance of a child. And He goes on to say along with that, and I want you to know, if anybody offends a little child like this, you're going to pay for it. And the Lord means business when He says this. Listen, if you get in the way and if you're a stumbling block to those that will believe in me, it is better, listen, that he would die. Drowned in the depth of the sea. But that sounds like harsh words, doesn't it? Well, it's very strong words, I would admit that, church. But let's agree with one thing that we draw from what we've heard this morning from the Word of God. We know this in our mind, but listen, let's know it in our heart. God cares much about the little ones. He takes it very seriously. And this week, I want us to take it very seriously. That what we're doing is going to make an eternal difference. And then, most importantly, it's going to be pleasing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's going to be glad to pour His power down upon a church who takes a great priority in reaching children. He's not going to be hesitant. Boy, He's going to help us and empower us to do exactly what we need to do. The Lord said, they that minister to children, those that make much of children, He said, that's where you'll show your greatness. Lower yourself. You know, I know this week we'll have some snotty-nosed kids running around and this and that. And I'm not just talking about the teenagers. There's going to be some others coming too. But there's going to be those running around. But listen, we need to understand the truth of the fact that, listen, we will minister to them. And we're not going to be ashamed about it. Listen, teachers, you're going to have those kids that just won't obey. They're going to run out of the room when they want to. And Jeff's going to have a baton on the other side of the door to get them back in. Just kidding. But we will be facing some things like that, but you know it'll be worth every minute of it. It'll be worth every ounce of energy that we pour into those young people. We're going to serve them this coming week. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. And I will say, not only is there importance just because the Lord Jesus says they're important, but I want to tell you another reason the importance of these young people this week is because, guess what? They're the next generation. They're the ones that are going to be doing it. 20 years from now. It's a living example here in our church. Kerry Stringer, Jake Stringer, others in this church would give testimony who grew up in this church as children coming to VBS. And now look how God's using them. Now in their 30s, in upper 30s, and God's using them to be their director and helping out and different things of that nature. You see the importance of it? They're one day going to be running a VBS. It may not be here, but hopefully to be somewhere. It's important because, you know, in many ways, we're teaching them, we're training them, we're encouraging them. But can I tell you another thing we're doing, church? Don't you forget it. We're also, in a way, passing the baton. We're instilling them that this is important. And one day, you will be doing it too. We'll be pouring your heart into young people. Hey, listen, if you think about it, 20 years from now. 20 years from now. Brad, how old will you be 20 years from now?
34
years old. Hey, it's going to go by like that. It's important because we're setting the example right now. That by God's grace, we will always have a week in the summer where we make much of reaching children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In closing, I'll give you this. Does the name Ronnie Heelan ring a bell with anybody? I heard that testimony for the first time at a prayer breakfast just the other day. They asked me to come and give a devotion at their men's prayer breakfast at Calvary Baptist Church, a sister church, a very like-minded church. And Brother Rice shared a testimony with me that I just said, Lord, thank you. Let me tell you the story if you've never heard it. Ronnie Heelan is the pastor over at Calvary Baptist Church in Statham. And many years ago, over 44 years ago, probably over 45 years ago, maybe even 50. You know what happened to him? From this church? This church was having a VBS many years ago. And they were reaching out to children in the community. Well, it just happens to be some of his children that came. He didn't come any of the week. He let the children go. But he came on the Friday night. On the Friday night program, he came. And the message that was preached, I don't know all the details, but the message that was preached was basically, parents, you need to get right with God. And in that message, God so convicted him, he was already saved, and he knew the Lord, but he was backslidden away from God. God so convicted him that he surrendered at that time to get back with God. To walk with God again and to give his life back to God. And you know what's happened since then? Just last weekend, last Sunday, Pastor Heelan celebrated 44 years of pastoring Calvary Baptist Church. To God be the glory. Church, do you see how important this week is coming? There's going to be more like Brother Ronnie that are going to come in here. 44 years from now, they're going to be given a testimony of pastoring a church because there was a church called Crooked Creek that cared about those little snotty-nosed kids. That's the testimony we're going to have by God's grace. A church that cares. Let's pray.